This minute from Elgin's History is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories from May 10th, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. When one of two men stepped from the auto they were leaning against to ask for a cigarette, Sandwich-born Harry Fish, a war vet, was obliging and reached into his pocket when the other man stepped forward and placed a revolver against Fish's head and both told Fish to empty his pockets. Empty them he did, and the robbers took $12 from him. Fish reported the incident to Elgin police once he returned to his rooming house on Grove Avenue. The incident occurred near Center and Kimball by the Wing School. The YMCA reached its fundraising goal of $40,000. Spirits ran high as the $500 campaign donation of David C. Cook pushed the total raised to over $40,000. Alumni of St. Mary's Academy are forming an association. 100 members have been organized. Plans are to grow the organization to over 500 members. The group is gearing up to offer a banquet for members of the current graduating class. The ultimate object of the group is to fund for a new school building. While the performance of the Fire Prince was filling the auditorium, the Elgin Fire Department was joining E.C. Wagner of the Elgin High School staff in applying chemicals to stem the spread of a fire in room 307 at the school. The space was being used as a dressing room for the Glee Club's performance. The show continued for the crowd of some 1,000 without distraction from the true fire that burned away from the heated performance on the school stage. E.F. Mason, local realtor, had a proverbial triple play in selling three properties on the same day. He sold properties owned by A.H. Lowry on Gifford Street, the Fisk property on Villa Street, and Anna Flynn's Laurel Street residence. Those were the headline news stories of Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the World Wide Web at www.elginhistory.org.